Time for us to check sports. And, of course, the number one sports story that we'll talk about, the racing that took place this weekend for NASCAR. No, only kidding. We have to start off with the Kentucky Derby, and we have to start off with the urine phone. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
So I see Verizon's getting back at you, huh?
Yeah, they suck.
Well, what didn't suck was the Kentucky Derby. I mean,
I can't believe you didn't play the stretch call.
You
all of this Yankee propaganda home runs, but you don't play the stretch call of this horse's Triple Crown win?
I tried to find it. I Googled it, and every time I brought it up on YouTube, it said you don't have the rights to use this video. NBC must have done something with the rights to that call, because
go to your Twin Spires account, you'd be able to pull it up.
That's Jill's. I don't have that information.
You got access to that?
No, I don't. I have my own Capital Bet OTP one. But anyway, maybe I'll go to that one. Maybe I'll go to that one while we're talking about it, and see if I can find it there.
All right.
So
yeah, I mean, it was tremendous. Like I said all week last week, the way this horse is working out, he's not going to lose. He ran his first quarter in 23 and change, and then if you pay attention to horse racing, where they say time only counts in jail, that's only for people that can't count. When he went his middle half mile in 50 seconds, the race was over.
All right, Mike, I found it.
Let it go.
Here we go. I got it from my betting account here.
Center of the track, and then Audible on the inside, who's now up in a third. Justify, a two-length lead as they come to the final 16th. Good Magic on the outside is second. Audible third toward the inside. Then it's still Regard. They're coming to the wire. He's just awesome. Justify has won the Kentucky Derby.
Now, here comes the...
Very close for second. Audible may have
this
been
is,
there.
This is
the wrong one.
No. They're back-to-back.
Final time.
Oh, okay.
2 minutes, 4.20 seconds. He's still undefeated. The field comes into the final furlong. It is Justify in front. Good Magic on the outside. Tenfold. Bravazo. Justify. He's unstoppable. He won the Preakness. Bravazo was second. Tenfold was third. Good Magic was fourth. In a final time of 1 minute 55 and 4/5 seconds, not even the fog could stop him.
And the Triple Crown hopes will be alive 3 weeks from today in New York.
Gronkowski and Hofberg trying to run him down. Vino Rosso is fourth, a 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect, and now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner. Gronkowski was second, Hofberg was third, and Vino Rosso was fourth. Justify has done it.
Now, he
that was a good job, Marshall.
Yeah, that's not me. That was my Capital Bet OTB. I counted that. But three back-to-back calls. Now, he was an undefeated Triple Crown winner?
Yeah. Only one, him and Seattle Slew.
Wow.
And not only that, if you go back 5 months to the day, February, this horse didn't even run on a racetrack yet. It's the first time ever that a horse not only is undefeated winning the Triple Crown, but winning the Triple Crown and not racing as a two-year-old. And only been racing for 5 months. He's an amazing horse. The only shame of it all is going to be that he's only going to run this year and you're never going to see him again. If this horse ran to his peak when he was 5 years old, he could be the greatest horse of all time. There's no saying what the ceiling is for this horse. They're not machines. There's a very good chance he could lose somewhere. But from what I've seen so far, if you treat this horse right, he could be the greatest horse of all time. But you're never going to know it because American Pharoah got $25 million. His connections got $25 million to send him to the stud shed. This horse is getting $75 million already. That's just telling you what they think the upside of this horse is going to be in a breeding shed. Nobody ever did what he did before. He was never threatened in any race. He won every race easy. I mean, he made winning the Triple Crown look easy. Now you're going to hear people saying that the Triple Crown's too easy an event. For 30 years, you heard that we need to shorten the races, we need to stretch them out more, it's too hard, nobody's ever going to win it. I guarantee if you listen enough, you're going to hear people say that the Triple Crown's getting too easy again. You're going to hear it. And not only that, after he won the race, you still hear people giving excuses as to why this horse won. Folks, he won six races in a row. He won six races easy. He won the Triple Crown. He only raced six times in his life since February. He made winning the Triple Crown book very easy. And the reason is because he's a super horse. There's no other way of putting it. It's unbelievable when you hear people putting him down. He wasn't even cooled out from the race, and I was at the track Saturday. Oh, he'll never win the Haskell and the Travers. I looked at these people and I said, he's not going to run in the Haskell. This horse is going to get time off. He's going to get a lot of time off because nobody ever did what he did. He needs 5 weeks off before he starts training again because he owes nobody nothing at this point. People just don't understand what they're talking about. Oh, Baffert's going to go to Monmouth. The closest that horse is going to get to Monmouth is watching it on TV. He's not going to run in the Haskell. If I was this horse's caretaker, he'd run in the Pacific Classic against older horses. Why? Because the best horse on the best older horse on the West Coast is trained by Bobby Baffert. He will not run the horse against Justify. Justify wins the Pacific Classic against older horses and gets a weight allowance of 4 pounds. After that, he runs opening weekend at Keeneland. Why Keeneland? Where's the Breeders' Cup this year? In Kentucky. He runs first weekend in October in Keeneland, beats horses again, and then he stays in Kentucky to run the Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs, where you know he loves the surface. End of story. He won't go to the Travers if it was me, and he definitely wouldn't go to Monmouth Park. If Monmouth Park wants him, you're going to put up a $2.5 million purse, which is never going to happen.
All right. Now, so
tremendous horse. Yep. Could be the best horse of all time.
All right, so now we've got other sports. The Mets did something no other team's been able to do, shut out the Yankees last night. Now, I have to tell you something, Mike. I stayed up to 8 o'clock to watch the start of the game. But once again, those jokers were in the outfield, and I turned the game off because I just couldn't take I
don't listen to them.
I couldn't take it. And so I woke up this morning and found out the Yankees lost 2-0.
Yeah, the Yankees won 2 out of 3 against the Mets, but the Yankees did not look good doing it. They won Friday 4-1. They won Saturday 4-3, and they got shut out last night 2-0 by Seth Lugo and company. The Mets are one of the worst teams in baseball. By the way, Adrian Gonzalez got cut last night, striking out 3 times. The Yankees, they're in first place despite themselves. If you look again, Stanton's hitting .240. The guy that they were waiting for to come back, Bird's hitting .190. Sanchez is hitting .190. After his tremendous start, Gregorius is hitting .243. And for all the hitting Judge is doing, he's hitting .270. Oh, and by the way, Hicks and Stanton both struck out 3 times last night. The only reason why the Yankees are where they are is because of a couple of young players that got some timely hits. Andahar, the guy that should be playing first base that isn't. The Yankees' offense just showed you last night that good pitching will beat them. And we're talking about the Mets. So the Mets beat the Yankees 2-0. On the other end of this coin, God, are the Mets terrible. God, are they got some very, very good pitched games. Any team that had any kind of a normal offense probably would have beat the Yankees at least 2 out of 3 games this weekend. But we're talking about the Mets. They're just anemic. They got rid of Gonzalez. They released 2 players last night. They're bringing up other players that are probably incapable of playing in the major leagues. Just awful. The Mets are just terrible.
All right. In the few moments we have left, Shinnecock Hills. You know where that is?
Yeah, my father used to go flounder fishing in Shinnecock Bay.
we got that. Of course, we have golf coming up this weekend. Big, 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 big. You know?
Big races this weekend at Churchill Downs, folks.
That's right.
5 or 6 stakes races.
All right. All right.
Oh, is Tiger Woods playing?
Yes, he is.
Whose bags is he going to carry this weekend? Because he can't play anymore. Where did he play this weekend?
He took the weekend off. He was on his yacht outside of Shinnecock Hills.
There you go. While Johnson was winning another tournament.
What the heck? So you got
It's good. His yacht's at Shinnecock. That's great. So when he doesn't make the cut Friday, he can go back on his boat.
That's right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
It's the truth.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, the Yankees play Washington next, and the Yankees will get on their winning ways Tuesday when they play the Nationals and Tanner Roark pitches. Right. Man, is that guy bad. He should be on the Mets.
Well, good. The Yankees need a game like that.
Well, we'll see. Sabathia, maybe he gained 5 pounds. He can pitch again this weekend.
Okay.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.